McLaren stood erect, nearly at attention. His throat threatened to close, but he tried not to struggle for air. It would be a sign of weakness.
"I don't mean to contradict you, Grandfather, but you did invite me. You mailed me a letter."
He returned the slip of paper on which he'd written his grandfather's name and address to his jacket pocket, then fumbled for the piece of stationery. It wasn't there. He patted the pockets of his jeans, hating the display of forgetfulness and confusion. Another point for his grandfather.
"Tell me why I should have you here."
Neil McLaren's fingers clenched the edge of the front door. He leaned on it, as though it was a second cane, ignoring the December wind that whipped into the entryway.
"Why I should break my oath and foul the air in my house with you. It's enough that you're tainting the village with yourself. I'll not have you contaminating the house of my family. Now out with you."
Neil grabbed the doorframe and steadied himself with his walking stick as he struggled to stand straighter. The shock that he stood a head shorter than his grandson was obvious in his expression. Perhaps feeling disadvantaged, he sought the intimidation of volume.
"Get you gone now, or I'll call your uncle to throw you out."
McLaren's fingers slid over the lump in his back pocket. He drew out his wallet, opened it, and removed the folded piece of paper. Smoothing it flat, he held it in front of Neil.
"Here's the letter, Grandfather. And the envelope, see? Postmarked in Edinburgh. I wasn't making this up. You wrote it middle of last month, if you recall. Look."
He stepped forward so Neil could see the handwriting.
"I've no need to look at it. It didn't come from me, and it's not my handwriting. You forged it, a skill you no doubt perfected with your police job."
"But it was mailed in Edinburgh."
McLaren's voice rose as he tapped on the envelope.
"How could I have manoeuvred that?"
"I didn't know, and I didn't care. If you didn't leave my house..."
"Please, Grandfather, I don't know why you're saying you didn't invite me, but I came. A 250-mile train trip. I want to patch things up between us. I don't like this rift in our family, and if I can heal things somehow, you've only to say..."
Neil angled his head, his gaze directly falling on McLaren.
"I've only to say... I say for the last time, get out or I'll ring for the police. How will that look, do you think? A copper arrested for trespassing..."
A hint of a smile flickered at the corners of his mouth before anger erased it.
"But you reserved my room at the bed and breakfast. I checked in yesterday afternoon. It was made in your name. Ring up the owner if you think I'm making this up."
Despite his obvious desire to end the conversation, Neil paused. McLaren's voice held the urgency of wanting to be believed.
"Where are you staying?"
McLaren's tone lowered in pitch. Had he convinced the old man? It was easy enough to check out the reservation.
"At Saltire Guesthouse, in Edinburgh."
Neil blinked.
"I've not heard of the establishment name, but I give ye that it may exist."
Sensing a chink in Neil's armour, McLaren rushed on.
"Would I have bought a train ticket and hired a car for some kind of joke? For what purpose? If I made this up, I'd know you hadn't booked the room for me, or would see me. I travelled up here because I want to be part of your family again. That'd be the best Christmas gift I could ever receive."
Neil glanced outside. December settled over the village of Auchdhu in a smothering blanket of grey clouds and stinging cold wind. The hills, usually heather-covered and alive in green, purple and pink, lay barren in outcroppings of rock and patches of early snow where the sun had not found them. A burst of wind rattled the wooden casements and stirred the edge of the curtain as it seeped into the neighbouring room. Neil drew his woolen jumper closer about his neck. McLaren tapped on the letter once again.
"Then who did? It says in your letter, someone's letter, that you couldn't put me up due to that wing of the house having construction done on it. You stated that I shouldn't phone because Brandon usually answers and my visit was to be a surprise to him. You stated that the bed and breakfast room was paid for. I was to be your guest for the week and to email you in care of this email address so you'd know when to expect me."
He pointed at the paragraph in question and held it steady so his grandfather could read it.
"I didn't call you up north and I didn't book you a room."
The voice and stare matched the wintry wind's chill.
"Can we talk, Grandfather? I've come all this way."
Neil turned slowly, his cane serving as the compass's spike and marking the centre of his arc. He remained facing away from McLaren, his gaze on something beyond the window.
"For my father's sake,"
McLaren added, grasping at anything that might soften the older man.
"Can't I talk to you for a bit?"
Neil's words bounced against the stone wall, sounding as hard as the man's resolve.
"Get out, you bloody Sassenach! Get out before I set the dog on ye!"